Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, I still have to go to work because I'm an essential person, Aramis Perez. Aramis, how are you tonight, sir?
Essentially here.
Yes, well, I mean, I've got some great news on that. In fact, let's just go ahead and get right into it. All right, so we have got a show for you this evening, folks. Before we begin, like we do every week, we want to remind you that this episode of the Planeswalkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone at no charge when you're not being socially distant, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in both Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Galleria, Kerwin's Game Store is the best place in gaming. And don't forget, you can get 5% off any online order when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers at checkout. And that'll happen as soon as we get the go-ahead here to start doing business in New York again. So, but we also want to take a second to send a shout-out to our newest Planeswalker patrons. This is great. Josh and George, thank you both for coming alongside us. Josh was our winner actually last cycle of the booster box, and he decided to come on in. And George is also brand new. So that together with Walter, Ian, Zach, they are getting to participate in a few monthly drawings. We already did Ethan's deck twitch that went out a few weeks ago, and Walter and Aramis are going to get together at some point, hopefully this week. We're just going to try to get our schedules synced, figure out tech how to do it. For more information, guys, go to patreon.com/planestalkers. You can find out what you get for doing that. So, Aramis, man, untapping. So, you know, I'm taking it easy on you this week and just doing some Commodore Perry IPA from Great Lakes Brewing. So, I'm really into the IPAs lately. I can't lie.
Ippus. So, Invasion Plane Shift Apocalypse, what?
Something like that.
IPA?
So, yes. A salute. I don't know how this will taste because the last time I had it, we were doing a Zoom conference with a bunch of our college friends, and I drank beer after 3 Jack and Cokes, so I wasn't tasting much.
Oh, jeez.
That was a fun... Ooh, oh, wow. All right. I'm in. That's good. It was really good. So, dude, how the heck are you? How's work? How's everything?
You know, work has been strange because there's, you know, normally our office building has like 50, 60 people in it. There's 4. And three of them are from my department. So, so there's nobody really there. A lot of people working from home. So it's been weird. Like, most of my normal jobs actually been put on the back burner. I'm doing other people's work, in a sense, to keep the business afloat.
Well, that's always fun.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm getting exposed to some things I normally wouldn't get exposed of. So it's a good experience.
Like COVID.
Well,
ba-dum-ting.
Let's hope not. you know, it looks good on a resume if, you know, the economy ever decides to tank again or whatever after this one.
Tank? Yeah. Let's hope. We just have to come back now. I'm done.
But, you know, in the meantime, I've been playing as much as I can. No FNMs. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to do this weekend's FNM event.
I did, actually. I had a blast with it.
I drafted that night, I believe. I got a 7-7 win draft out of on Theros, so I was pretty happy about that.
That'll work.
Yeah, so I was really happy about that. Finally got my wife to play her first game of Magic.
Really?
So, yeah.
Did you win?
I won, but...
You knew that was coming, by the way.
But to be fair, she got me to 1.
Really?
Yep, she got me to 1.
Did you come back for 52-1?
No. Well, like, since it was her very first game, we played hands up, and, you know, just so she could see everything, I could see everything. You know, I've been trying to get her to play for, geez, the last... Not quite that long, but it's been a while. And, you know, we finally found the time to really sit down and play it, and, you know, it's a hard game to learn. So, you know, she had tons of questions, which is, you know, completely understandable. And I think she had a good time. We'll see if I scared her away or not. I'm hoping to... there you go. There she is. Hi, babe.
She doesn't scare easy, dude. She married you. She's good. Wow. She's in. She's going to do it again. We could do like a 4-man commander night one night.
Once
we're done being socially distant.
Yeah, that's the hope is that, you know, maybe she gets into commander or even brawl. you know, at some point. So, you know, I'm going to give her a couple days to let her mind recover from that, and then I'll show her what Emrakul can do.
Yes, and I can give her Atraxa, so.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, dude, I got great news. We didn't know this last week. Remember last week I said I'm basically furloughed, I'm off, not anything. Department of Labor came down last week, and I get to work from home.
Which is cool. That's awesome.
Oh, dude, it is a major, major load off everybody's back. I'm like, you know, we're good, you know? And, like, and in a way, I told Wendy, I'm like, honey, this is a raise. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm not driving 100 miles a day. She's like, and then she's sitting there, and she's like, so you do 2 fill-ups a week, and that's like $40. Carry the one. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a $300 in cash increase, you know, every paycheck.
Yeah, she's like, we're saving a ton of money on gas from this, too.
Yeah, so it's really kind of great. We're very, you know, I'm waiting for the students to come back. Believe me, you know, please, let's get this thing over with. Guys, stay home.
Please.
I'm going to get right on that soapbox right now that everybody else is. Do we want this over? Everybody wants it over. So stay the hell home, okay?
Please.
There is almost no reason for anybody to go out. Go out and get stuff from the store if you need it. Liquor store is perfectly acceptable. I'm 100% on board.
If you're a schmuck like me, has been deemed essential, go to work.
Yes. But just stay home. And Nathan, yeah, both Aramis and I managed to get our wives to play. My wife, I got to work her back in.
Well, that's because you exposed her to Atraxa.
I did expose her to Atraxa.
You did this to yourself.
Rule number one, if you have degenerate, broken deck, don't play it.
We're playing, the wife and I, we played game night. So she picked the green deck, I picked the red deck.
She picked the smart deck.
Yeah, she did.
That's the best deck in that set.
She did good. And, and I was saying, you know, honestly, she would have won, but I had a lightning strike sitting in my hand, and I'm not going to not cast a lightning strike. You don't cast the burn spell as the red mage. You burn. You burn an 8, and you'd kill
them. But that's not a red burn deck. That's a goblin deck.
But there's lightning strikes in it.
Well, of course there's lightning strikes. So.
And you use them, you point them at the face.
He drove for the first time today only because he needed to get medications. Well,
that
we
counts.
Forgive you, Walter.
That's fine.
We forgive you. No, no, you know what? He let us know. This is good. So let us know if you're leaving the house. Feel free to email us on where exactly you're going, and we'll give you permission either way. Mm-hmm.
And
so
if not, we'll have to call the secret police.
That's how we're going to go. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call the secret police on you if you're not following orders.
You know what? Just to go off on a little bit, just a little bit of a tangent on that. Like, I'm in my old hometown. They have this, like, Facebook group where they do share things. And people are sitting in there, and they're like, at this part, there are these kids, and they're all on the thing, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and yada-yada-yada-yada-yada. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, okay, if you're not going to, A, go out and tell them to leave, which they're going to insult you, so I understand not wanting to do that, or B, call the cops, then shut the hell up. Why are you on a Facebook group? Their parents are probably essential personnel because it's the poorer area of town. I'm like, so they're probably either working retail or, you know, the crap jobs in a nursing home. Hmm. I'm like, so they probably can't sit there and keep run roughshod on their kids. And their kids are like, screw this. And you know what? I was a kid once, too. And thank you, dear. I was a kid once, too. And you know what? I would probably wouldn't have took this seriously at the age of 18. I'd be like, what? Nothing's going to kill me. I'm invincible. You're not going to call the cops or you're not going to sit there and go out and deal with it yourself, then shut the hell up.
I'm pretty sure my son is plotting ways to destroy us at this very moment because this poor kid wants to go outside so bad and we can't even go to the park.
Well, really? You can't? Why?
That's a social gathering place. You're not allowed to go there.
No, they said you can go to a park if you stay away from people.
Yeah, but everybody else wants to go to the park too and, you know, bad idea.
Nathan, the thing to do, man, go to the store, go to Walmart and get the game night. That comes with 5 pre-constructed decks. One of each color. They're very similar in power. They're designed to play against each other. It's really the best way to teach somebody new magic without dealing with deck construction.
Mm-hmm. And I was when I was reading through it, too, the way they have the game nights set up, which I really like, is half of the cards are from Core 20. Half of the cards are from the game night set. So what you can do when you're done is like you could split the white and the red deck apart, put all the Core 20 white and red cards together, make a white-red deck there, and then take all the Game Night white and red cards, put them together and make a different white and red deck. They both have different themes, and boom, just increase the complexity.
And then if you, like me, I have last year's, so then you can really go to town. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely worthwhile. It's like $40, I think. Amazon will have it too. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good product. So, yeah, it's been this whole thing, and we might as well, you know, let's get right into it.
Main phase.
Because as much as we don't want to talk about what's going on in the world right now, you know, I don't see any way around it, especially when all the news that's coming out has to deal with it.
This is all that's going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, COVID-19, the coronavirus, however we want to refer to it this week, has Wizard came out late last week, I want to say Friday. They sent out, or maybe it was, no, it was like Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess. They came out with an email that or a website, an article, where they were going to talk about the Ikoria release, because that's been everybody's question. I mean, we're coming into the pre-release season now, and the first thing is, yes, they're still doing pre-release. Pre-release is still season, or I should say preview season. Preview season is starting April 2nd, as mm-hmm. scheduled.
Yep.
They're going to keep it going, but then they came out and said, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do preview season, and then we are going to release it on Arena on April 16th as planned. No change. But then...
That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of a good thing, because you want people to kind of... But then again, the meta's going to be broken, but this is going to be a really interesting pre-release.
It happens anyway now. Who cares?
I know. But pre-release and release... The first thing they're doing is they're not splitting it over two weekends. Pre-release and release, boom, same day. Something I've been championing for the last four sets. I'm like, pre-release is stupid. It should just happen in one weekend. Done.
Yeah, this might be how things go going forward after this is all said and done.
Well, I have a feeling that's just it. I think coming back to when they are able to go to the store and do it, it'll sell like gangbusters. Everybody's going to be there, because we're all going to be like, we got to get the hell out of our house.
give me the paper crack.
So pre-release is happening now on the same day for this set. It is beginning for most of the world, with the exception of a few countries we'll go over. They pushed it back to May 15th. So they pushed it back almost an entire month.
Yeah.
And they say at the bottom of it that, you know, further updates as we get them, this could be pushed further. But they're saying they're pushing it back to May 15th. The only ones getting in on April 17th is Japan, Korea, China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. Basically the people that have beat this thing already. Hmm. They are going to do it on April 17th. Like I said, it's said at the bottom that this might not be the last change. You know, for me, this makes sense. I did not look forward to trying to buy a pre-release kit off Amazon, because my retailer, I mean, Kerwin's, which is where I would probably buy it, like, they're closed. Like, he's not even doing order fulfillment right now. He can't. Like, you know, non-essential workers is non-essential workers, and he really feels that he wants to do his part in his community to try to stop this thing, so he furloughed his people. And more power to him. So I was not looking forward to having to buy this on Amazon or anything like that. I really want I want my money to go to my LGS. Mm-hmm. So what?
No, I agree with you.
So I mean, I'm really happy they pushed this back. You know, it's also going to give us a little more time to do our little bit. So with the Ikoria, you know, bracket challenge league we came up with. So but stay tuned, guys. We're going to talk about how you can win that box. Free box of Ikoria coming your way.
Yes, I think, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it was pushed back further, because I know that my son's school was supposed to go back originally April 2nd. That was supposed to be the day they were going to be going back. And that just got extended out to April 15th. I know schools in Vermont...
Thank you, Governor.
Schools in Vermont are closed for the rest of the year. So I fully expect that to happen in New York.
I do think that's going to happen here as well. I feel bad, because the teachers here, at least in Broad Almond where I'm at, like, they sent a note home to Matthew at one point. She's like, print these out, do these papers, and when you come back to class, you'll turn them in. Where my wife and I are looking at each other going, okay, this woman is really, really wrong on many levels. But
yeah, yeah. This kid's in kindergarten, and the amount of work he's been getting has been absurd. But he gets a slideshow every day with videos and, like, read-alongs and these writing assignments. He's doing opinion writing in kindergarten. It's nuts. This stuff is nuts. And it's, you know, it's really simple stuff. Like, I need to clean my room because if I don't clean my room, you know, someone could step on a toy. Things like that.
If I don't clean my room, my parents will lock me in the closet again and beat me with the wire hanger. I mean, no, you stopped him from writing that, right? Because they will come and find you.
Stop. Nope. No one's supposed to. Shut up. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Listen, I stopped poisoning the kids last year when, you know, we almost lost one. So
I draw the line.
I'm learning.
I draw the line at horse tranquilizer, okay?
Yeah. Well, if you cut it in half, it's like a pony tranquilizer.
So. No, it has the opposite effect on him. It makes him more hyper. So it was either that or
blow darts. That's insane. Jeez, we're going to hell. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And we're off the rails. You're not even drinking this.
I have filtered
water. Oh, well, very good.
What's
yeah,
in the
so,
water?
Hey, I have filtered water, too. I'm sure they filtered this somehow.
Well, if it gets that bad, remember in ancient times, beer used to actually be the cleanest thing you could drink.
Mm.
It was cleaner than the
and
water.
Now it's probably urine. So, but...
It's about the same.
I'm really on board with this. And they kept going. And, I want to go through that, too. But, I mean... I'd like to see, it'll probably get pushed out again. I could see it this going into June, which at that point, I'm assuming, though, by May 15th, we could see, part of the economy starting again. Maybe they push the release out, but, they'll be like, you can send out pre-orders or something. But definitely I could see that happening. But then they went on to talk about what they're going to do for the LGSs, that Wizards is aware that, right now the economy is just beating the living tar out of them, and so they've decided to reprint the mystery, do an entire reprint run of Mystery Boosters, send an entire shipment again to all WPN members at no charge.
Yeah,
that is huge.
They basically made a multi-million dollar donation to LGSs across the country.
Yes, and as hard as I am on Wizards, and I'm the first one to admit I will be hard on Wizards when it's appropriate, this is the greatest thing I think I've seen them do, since
ever.
Chandra. Yeah, but it's the greatest thing I've seen them do since killing Teferi. But
no, that hasn't happened yet.
I know. God, I'm hopeful, though. this is... Because basically what you're doing is you're going to let the stores, since you don't have an MSRP, the stores can set the prices, and it's 100% gravy. It's just going to put it right back into the store and into the drawer. That is such a wonderful thing to do, and I'm really glad Wizards took that step. And then they're going to go ahead and they changed some of their rules and said, hey, you also, if you put together an event using Arena, we're going to allow you to charge up to $10 for the event using Venmo or PayPal or whatever you got to use to try to keep your community alive. All of these are really common sense, good things to do. And I'm glad Wizards did it because, again, it's the least you could do, but it was really a good thing to do.
Well, this, for a lot of stores, a free shipment of Mystery Boosters could be the difference between staying open and closing. And it kind of makes me, I wish that Kerwin still had, at least online ordering, because I would snap up a box of Mystery Boosters right now.
Well, and that's just it. I could see Steve doing something like that. I know TCG Player, I think they shut down fulfillment for a couple of weeks.
Channel Fireball did.
Card Kingdom did. I think everybody has.
Yeah.
I think what happened is even if they don't have to close, I don't think anybody wants to be the company that's still rolling when TCG Player, which is in New York State, and, Card Kingdom, which is in Washington, have to shut down. You don't want to be the guy out there still because then you're a dick. Because in a show of solidarity, at the very least, you want to come alongside. And part of it is, too, there are people behind each of these places. As these websites have scores of, workers working in warehouses and database. Now, the database guys can obviously do stuff from home. And, the website itself, sure, those guys can self-quarantine, no problem. But you still are going to need guys sitting in a warehouse working very close to each other, touching things that somebody else just touched. Uh-huh. It's impossible to maintain a clean environment for that. And so for them to take the time and say, look, we're going to shut it down, too. We have to. Good on you. Seriously. It was like how I felt last week when the DOL said I could work from home. I was to be furloughed for almost... no reason whatsoever because we can do our jobs remotely. I was like, thank God, people are finally starting to wake up a little bit. And, politics is starting to enter into it and it's becoming annoying as hell for me. like to start listening to the right and the left, and they're trumpeting this and they're trumpeting that, and they're hating this guy and they're loving this guy. I'm like, it's not time yet, guys. We are still, you know, to use the euphemism that a lot of people have as far as how impactful this has been to the country, the towers are still falling. Like, it is not time yet for us to start pointing fingers and becoming dissenters. Like, you know, we still need to come around each other here, man. So if you're listening to this and you're one of those cats, man, just, you know,
just back off.
Back it off, man. Just remember who you are.
Yeah, because we don't even know what the end game is for this, because this could realistically, this could go into the middle or late summer. I mean, they had projections out there for the United States of, you know, upwards of a couple of million cases and up to 200,000 deaths in a worst case scenario. Now, will that happen? Maybe, maybe not, probably not. But there's going to be a lot of people who die from this. And for you to be like, well, you know, because the Democrats didn't do this or because the Republicans didn't do that, I don't care.
I don't
either. Shut up.
Nobody could foresee this coming. I mean, yes, okay, we had the H1N1 4 years ago. We had bird flu 2 years before that. We had swine flu 2 years before that. We had, you know, yeah, we couldn't see it coming. But, you know, we have to stop pointing the finger because we're still in it. And, you know, and Clark, I'm going to disagree with you, man. First of all, thank you for being a listener. Please don't take this personal. I 100% disagree with your statement entirely, bro. All right. At this point, in the middle of a pandemic where people are becoming infected, okay, where people are dying, and I know I have friends who own game stores, okay? I understand the hardship that this is placing on some people because they run lean and they don't have a lot of, you know, they don't have a lot of cushion between, you know, solvency and bankruptcy. I get it wholeheartedly. But I'm sorry to say, but right now, nobody should be doing anything. Game stores should be shut up. You should not be sitting across the table from anybody. You should not be sitting next to anybody. Be with your family. Stay home. There's no reason to do it. You know, that's just my personal opinion. It's like nobody should be sitting in a game store. And that includes warehouse workers trying to fulfill, you know, cardboard orders.
Yeah, if they're not shipping, you know, respirators, ventilators, and masks, they shouldn't be working.
Right. There's absolutely no reason to don't risk your life. And I understand people are young and they think that this can't happen. And we're gonna get the explicit. I'm fucking old. I get it. Okay, I'm 46. I know.
Well, all you have to say is there was a 2-month-old in Albany County, New York, who has this.
Yeah. And it's basically, it's scary. Like, you know, for me yesterday, and it's kind of funny because this guy's name is Clark Diffie, but, you know, my father's a country music singer. A lot of people know that. And one of his guys in the 90s was Joe Diffie, who was a country artist. And he died yesterday from COVID-19. Like, I'm sitting there going, and he's 61, 9 years younger than my old man. That got me. I'm like, it's a country artist. He's a little overweight. My dad's no longer as overweight. But I mean, I'm like, it's scary to me. It's real. Okay, this is a real thing. So we cannot. No, guys, magic is not that important. If Aramis and I had to do this podcast sitting across from each other, we'd be on hiatus. You know? And there's my wife walking behind us. Say hello, world. So, but it's just my opinion, Clark. And again, I hope I didn't offend you, buddy. It's how I feel. It's right now the best thing you can do for your community, for your friends, for your family, for your loved ones, for yourself
is as little as possible.
Stay the hell home.
Yeah. Do as little as possible. I mean, you know, it gets very nuts, you know, cause you're home all the time. You can't go out to this, you can't do that. And I get it too. It's getting crazy. It's very surreal.
Yeah,
that's the thing I keep talking to my wife about, and it's that I still can't wrap my brain around how big this actually is. You know what I mean? Because it feels like every hour you're getting another update, going, "Oh well, I didn't think it would get that bad, but wait, there's more." It's like a horrible infomercial. It's a terrible infomercial that you can't change the channel. There's more stuff that's just tossing at you. You're like, "I don't want to buy anymore. Please stop."
And I think too, I'm gonna be honest here. I think. In America right now, even like 9/11, okay, after 2 or 3 weeks, we were like starting to get back to normal and Saturday Night Live's on the air and, you know, things start happening. Well, we're in like week 3 of really, at least in New York State, of things happening. and we're not done, and there ain't no end yet. Like, nobody can say with any certainty.
We're not even at the peak yet.
This is something that we as a culture have not experienced. It must have fell off. I'll fix it. This is something that we as a culture have not experienced in not just my generation, not just the Generation X. I'm going to go back to my parents' generation, and, like, you know, it was their parents' generation that experienced anything close to this.
Yeah, the Spanish flu.
Yeah, the Vietnam. Well, not just that. Like, World War II would be another thing. Like, as far as national crisis, like, everybody has to change the way they do everything right now because we're in a crisis mode. The closest I can come to is World War II. Even the Vietnam War and the Korean conflict did not impact America and day-to-day life. And I'm not just America, but the world, as this has. So, yeah, it's going to be we're not done. You know, and I'm glad we got things to talk about. I'm glad we're finding things. And, I mean, to hear Steve say, you know, his grandfather has the COVID, dude, I hope your grandpa's all right, man. I'm thoughts and prayers, and I know how cheesy that sounds, but I'm going to send him because, you know, but, dude, please, you know, I hope your grandpa's okay. I mean, we just found out one of the guys my wife knew in high school has got it. So Fulton County's now up to 3. And, you know, it's scary.
There's 20 in my county.
Jeepers. Again, so. we are a rural area here. So, I mean, let's face it, we're already kind of like, I don't really want to talk to anybody. I'm just staying over here, and you know. But I just, for me, like that, you know, and I don't want to jump on the soapbox, but I mean, I do want to say, like, listen, if you're, you know, if you're someplace where a game store is still open, okay, during this crisis, maybe you haven't been hit yet. Like Midwest, South, okay, cool. All right, follow. Be mindful, be a wise person, and look at your circumstance. However, if you start seeing even one or two infections in your area, you be the leader. You sit there and go, listen, I'm not coming to your store because I can't risk it. You know, I think you got to close up. There's 1,000 things that we, you know, the government's going to do to help you, including longer unemployment. And you, at least in New York, nobody can get evicted, which is huge, you know, for 90 days. I mean, they're still charging you. This is going to be a real big problem later, but, you know, that's why we'll I keep paying bridge. The power bill.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
But, you know, I mean, and, you know, Nate says it best here, too. He threw this up here, and you know, he's like, let's be honest, game shops are very hard to keep safe. There are tons of little hard-to-clean objects that can hold this virus. He's not wrong. And it's not just that, but playing Magic. All right, we're supposed to keep a 6-foot bubble. Well, there ain't no 6-foot table that I've ever played at. And you can't see the other guy's board.
It's real hard to read Obulette's text if you're 6 feet away from it.
Yeah, which means you have to touch it, which means they touched it. So there's no safe way to do this. And then there's somebody sitting next to you, probably within 2 feet. So, guys, I love this game. I do. And I miss playing paper. I miss going to F&M. I miss, you know, all of it. I miss being with my students. I did a Zoom call today with my Magic Club because I just miss those guys. Like, stay home. Just bite this bullet. Realize it's what it is. Sign up for Arena. If you don't want to play Arena or you don't have a computer, dude, people are doing, like, crazy stuff. Like, they're grabbing their phone and they're grabbing Lego things and they're building, like, little places to put Legos and they're holding their phone and they're, like, getting a computer and doing a Zoom conference. Go that route.
People
have
really
at it. Get creative.
Yeah, people are being really inventive with this, especially with, you know, it's really showcasing the power of what the internet can do when it's turned for good and not just, a meme factory, which, hey, I love my memes.
Yeah, you live for your memes.
I love for the memes.
Yeah. But I you know, and again, I don't want to jump on the soapbox, but it's a good thing to talk about, and I have a platform, so it would be wrong of us not to use it. Okay, granted, we're two middle-aged. Well, I'm middle-aged, and Aramis is getting there. Dudes from upstate New York, but I'm in upstate New York, man. It's like, you know, I'm literally like, you know. I'm a little short hair from New York City. It scares the hell out of me when they start saying, like, we're going to truck people upstate. I'm like, shit, we're the first stop.
Oh, they'll stop with me before they stop with you.
Well, yeah, I know. That's where I'm lucky. Right along I live through. West and north. I'm like, you're going to take a
while. Way out.
And maybe
you're
they're going
to pass. Sticks.
To be quite honest, they might pass me by because let me tell you something about my hospitals. My hospitals, Frontier fucking medicine out here, folks. I swear to God, the last time my wife was in the hospitals, I thought they were going to break out the leeches. Actually, legit. So
that's used in modern medicine now. Leeches and maggots. It is used in modern
medicine.
Let's
not talk about that when we're talking about my wife, shall we? That's it. I'm just punching you next time I see you.
Okay.
You know, no, but I'm just saying. Clark said he understands the store not accepting people in, but shipping paper product is no different than people working in a grocery store or anything that's considered essential at this point.
Yeah, which is true. But I would say magic's not essential. But he does follow it up later. He follows it up later saying people being able to play online is good, that they can at least still do that.
Yeah, and that's the key, so, Clark. And that's the thing. I mean, Walmart, here's the thing, though. Walmart isn't getting cards either, because I realize that's an outside agency. They probably were like, no, you ain't taking nothing to the stores. Fuck them. Because I'm like, wow, Walmart hasn't seen a shipment of magic cards in a while. But and then Steve said his grandpa's doing better. Should be out in a few days. Oh, you're in New York City? Well, listen, keep him down there. We don't want him. You keep him, all right?
Well, once he's recovered, he should be fine.
And how do you, like, Cockatrice, for those not investing money into Arena?
Yeah, that's an online program that allows you to play Magic for free. It doesn't have art, I don't think, or things like that. It's like a more text-based.
But
it's like a MUD sort of for Magic. But it has, do you remember the old Apprentice program?
Yeah.
It's sort of like Apprentice, I think. I've never actually seen it in action, but it's an alternative if you don't want to pay any money and you don't have a collection to start with, so like starting Arena would be a bad idea.
And if you don't know what a MUD is, kids, go ask your parents. So, and if they don't know what a MUD is, they actually kissed a girl in the 90s. So, oh, but yeah, just, you know, thanks for letting us get on that. And guys, listen, this is part of it too. It's like, I'm thinking 1 week, if we don't have a lot of news, maybe, you know what, maybe we'll circle a date on the calendar. Maybe next week. Maybe we'll just, oh, no, because we're going to have previews next week. Never mind. It's like, well, maybe we'll do a second show. Maybe we'll do something, you know, a call-in show. I'm sure we can make that work. So, you know, where people can call in and just jam about stuff going on around them with this, because this is impacting all of our lives. And, you know, it's nice to know you're not alone either, you know, like... Mm-hmm. My wife and I, we just shipped the kids back after 5 days to her dad. Thank God. Love the kids. Was happy to see them day one until the daughter went literally walked in and went downstairs because she texted us before she arrived saying, can Logan come over? No. Can I go over there? No. Why?
The plague.
Like... We got about 24 hours of stink eye. It was a little cold here at the Benson House. it went fine by Thursday. She understood.
Perspective is a rough thing.
But, you know, like, the kids were here, so there were five of us here. All I could say is thank God we got the stairs put in and the downstairs open, because if we were living, the five of us, how it used to be, which we were just kind of living upstairs, so like a double-wide trailer. Oh, my God. I think we all would have killed everybody in the room. So as it is, my wife is getting real tired of seeing me. So, but let's see what else is good. What else you saying, Clark? Here, Xmage, just download Java and then the Xmage file. Okay, I'll take a look at that too. I do play a lot of Arena, which, you know, I'm getting annoyed with, because I was playing best of one today and eight rounds of Mana Screw was a bit much.
I don't touch best of one.
Yeah, I'm starting to realize that once you get to plat, it's a good way to get up to plat. Like, because if you're going to lose, it's just better to just lose and go on. Like, I was playing mono red through the entirety of gold, because I'm playing like probably 10, 12 matches an hour, easy. You know.
Yeah, let me revise the statement. I don't play best of one constructed.
Right. I'm playing constructed. And I was playing red and mono red, and I would hit, and if I hit a bad run, like if all of a sudden mono red is like, I'm getting every deck I'm facing a sacrifice or Simic Flash, I'm like, okay, well, the random number generator I've pissed it off, so I'm going to go and, like, you know, look at the world for a couple hours, come back, and all of a sudden mono red goes on a tear again. Like, but today I was trying to do it, and I got up to plat 2, like halfway through plat 2, and all of a sudden, every single solitary game was sacrifice or white life gain, and I'm drawing 2-3 lands, and which in mono red you're like, I can hang. but then I'm also only getting Torbren, and I'm only getting, you know, Embercleave. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, nope, we're going to stop that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's, it's tough, especially because, I mean, in best of one, it's a little easier to recover, but, like, when... That's the part about the ranked that I don't like,
right,
is that you can stay in the type of metal that you are, you know, platinum, gold, whatever, yeah, but you lose your tiers.
Very easily.
So you could be like, you could be one, you be platinum one, one win from diamond, you lose seven in a row,
and now
you
got
to win
three.
Another seven just to get back to where you were. And in best of three, it's even worse, because if you lose two matches in a row,
you're down,
that's
out
four
of
pips.
A whole, yeah, you're out of a whole thing.
Yeah, you've lost four pips, so you have to win three in a row just to get back to
where
you were.
I've always said the one thing I wish they would do is that in best, and this would entice people to play best of three, is that you get a pip for each win. If you win 2-0, you go two, the other guy loses two. If you lose, you know, but if you lose 2-1, give me, just take one pip away. I won one pip. Let me keep one. That to me would seem like that would be more enticing for me to play best of three. At this point, though, I need to be able to sideboard. Like, I just realize it. So I'm going to be playing best of three going forward to try. I'm going to try to get to diamond before, you know, the end of the day tomorrow. So, you know, not during work hours. If anyone from work is listening, I am working all day. You know, you call me, I answer. But, you know, during, you know, lunch and before work, and because I don't have a commute anymore. So.
Yeah, you got some time to kill.
Yeah. So let's, and you know, here's the thing. This is kind of cool because, I mean, we're just going to bypass combat. I don't think we have one tonight. So it doesn't seem like a time to fight, man. And we had a good fight last week.
It was good combat last week, yeah.
It was good. And I still don't think we won. But, you know, he's like, I destroyed my first mono red by sixth round with three casting costs, mono white life gen, so felt good. She get. We're already, you know. Okay, that's what I think. You're number one. I'm flipping off our listeners. This is how you keep listeners, man. This is how you do it.
Okay, this is how you keep them.
Yeah,
okay.
This is how you keep listeners. Because now he's sitting there going, dude, he flipped me off, man. And he'll do one of two things. He's either going to be like, that jerk, I'm going to sit here and listen more, see what else he says about me. Or he'll be like, he's cool because he flipped me off. Very rarely is anybody going to be like, that's it, I'm out. But I'm watching the heads to see if anybody does bow out.
Yeah, it's just craters.
Yeah.
How do we get minus viewers?
Yeah, that's weird. So let's, you know what? We'll just...
I cast fog.
Yeah, you suck.
Main phase.
No, just unsummon my creature with Embercleave on it.
Cryptic command, tap them all.
God damn it. So, all right, we're in main two. So let's get back into, you know, this is not, you know, COVID talkers podcast. This is Plane Stalkers podcast. So we're going to talk about airplanes and what the, no. Woo, woo.
The Cessna 438 is a wonderful aircraft.
Yes. And I don't need no mother and snakes on this fucking plane. All right, moving on. All right, so. Main two, we do want to talk about, there were spoilers. Well, sort of. Nobody's really exactly sure how legit these are because, of course, we're not in preview season yet. So Wizards is...
This is what would qualify as a leak.
Yes. So, and usually we don't deal too much with leaks, but again, it's a slow damn news cycle. So leak away! So,
yes.
But it's weird. They put out spoilers. Ikoria Lair of Behemoth leaks. I have no idea where that is. It sounds like it's a website. But I'm looking at an article on MTG Arena Zone. And basically, there are three cards that were spoiled, that were leaked. It is
like
believed
that
these are the box toppers. Okay, so these are not going to be standard legal or anything crazy like that. But it's very cool because what they are, and let me, you know what, maybe I'll try to share my screen, see if we don't explode anything. Hasbro has a deal, I guess, a marketing deal with Godzilla, the company that makes it, Tiku or whatever, to you know, make toys and things like that. And it looks like the box toppers for this set are going to be based around Godzilla. So if you're a Godzilla fan, you're going to have some magic fun. This is going to be something that is really exciting. So the first one that we're seeing is called BioCourt Space Godzilla. Now, don't forget that these are 100% translation, so who knows what it's really going to be called. And I am not a Godzilla guy by any stretch. My kids are. They're going to be real excited about this. But it's basically BioCourt Space Godzilla. And he's a legendary creature, elemental beast nightmare. So he costs 2 colorless, a blue, black, and green. And then basically comes in as trample 6/6 and says you may cast Brokos Apex of Eternity from your graveyard using its mutate ability. So, and its mutate cost for BioCourt Space Godzilla is, what is that? 2 colorless, a blue or a green, and 2 green. So mutate is going to be one of these things that we have not figured out exactly what the keyword is yet. We've seen it go a bunch of places. So it's very exciting to see that. We're not sure exactly how mutate's going to work. I'm assuming we're going to get that probably Friday when they do the whole thing. And Aramis, you're in?
Yeah. My everything blew up again.
Yeah, we can work on that. So the second box topper, and again, I was just telling people Hasbro and the deal that they have with Wizards and for this stuff. So the second one, which is the one I would get because it looks more like Godzilla, is the Godzilla Primordial Champion. 7 colorless and 2 green, so 9 converted mana cost. He's a beast dinosaur, trample, cycling for 1 and a green. And when you cycle him, put a trample counter on target creature you control. So,
now, did you mention to them that the actual name of the card is underneath
yes.
the Godzilla name? Okay.
Brokos Apex. No, I didn't, actually. That's what that's for? Okay.
That's what the card is actually going to be called.
Oh, okay. So are these going to be like standard the BioCourt? Legal?
Well, the BioCourt Space Godzilla and the Godzilla Primordial Champion is actually different cards, so I believe these will still be legal since they're promotional.
Oh, great.
Because it does have their real name underneath it, because you can sort of see a secondary bar underneath the Godzilla
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I see that, which was unusual. So, yeah, Titanorex, it's called, so a beast dinosaur. So it's a 9. So you've got to figure, and we kind of been talking about this, that Ikoria is going to go back to dinosaurs. Like, we're going to see another dinosaur funness, which I'm all for. Like, I love dinosaur decks. Those were fun as hell.
But these are the giant mutant radioactive dinosaurs from space.
So when you cycle him, you get to put a trample counter on target creature you control. I love that idea, putting counters on things to give them things. Like, an ability counter, just that speaks to me. You know?
Well, that's not too much of a spoiler because we kind of knew that was coming.
Yes. And then the final one is King Caesar Ancient Guardian, which is called Huntmaster Tiger. He's a cat. Oh, God, we're getting cats back. God damn it. Hate cats. Everybody hates cats, except, you know, people that like cats. But it's a 2 and a white, or it's a 3 colorless and a 1 white. Mutates for 1 white and 2 colorless. Whenever it mutates, other creatures you control get +X/+X until end of turn, where X is the number of this creature's mutations. So I get the feeling mutation is going to be, you know, and again, this is just us speculating. It sounds like mutation is going to also have like a counter on it. Like every time you mutate, you're going to keep track of how many times. Because it doesn't say this turn. Now, again, this is a translation. So it's very interesting.
I don't know. It could be like adds a number of counters, adds a number of ability counters. It could be a bunch of different things that it does. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to keep track of how many. So there'll definitely be counters to keep track of how many times it has mutated. There's going to be so many dice you're going to need for this set.
That's just it. I'm kind of hoping, like, they, for the pre-release set, like, they give you, like, many dice or whatever, or plus ones. Just give me plus ones. Forget the life counter.
I think it's going to be sort of like Amonkhet and Hour of Devastation, where they give you the punch-out cards that have the little counters on them that you could sort of punch out.
That you never, ever want to punch out because you're like, I feel like I'm hurting my deck.
Yeah.
So, this is exciting. I got to admit, I'm down with these cards. I, you know... Especially because
I want to know what Godzilla's. I want to know what Godzilla's power and toughness are. 9 mana cost. You got to figure it's at least a 9/9.
I think it was. Oh yeah, that's right. They kept it quiet there.
That was blocked. That was blocked off by the other cards. How big is this thing?
It's got to be at least 10/10. It's almost the same mana cost as
Galta's 12.
Galta, yeah.
He's 12 and he's a 12/12, but I mean, you know, you could have a larger power toughness than the converted mana cost, especially if it's a, is he a rare or a mythic?
Mythic.
Yeah, then he could be like a 10/10 or 11/11, something ridiculous. There's going to be some big, right, fat, stupid creatures.
I'm
going to
put it down.
Set.
A reprint we're going to see, because people loved him last time, and green doesn't have enough.
Colossal Dreadmaw?
Carnage Tyrant?
Don't think you're going to see Carnage
Tyrant. I don't think
Tyrant.
You are either, but boy, I just made a few people, like, made their sphincters go, because, ooh, nobody liked playing Carny T. I didn't like
you
playing
might see,
Carny T.
What about Craterhoof?
Wonder if they'll reprint the one that they had, that they took out of standard for a while. Rampaging.
Although I'll say this. They don't tend to reprint mythics.
No.
I mean, they're not. Neither one of those cards were legendary, so they could.
Right.
But I really don't see them reprinting mythics like that.
No, probably not. And it sounds like there's going to be plenty of big degenerate
and also not
crap
that I
going on.
And
in
not
this
that
set.
I would complain. Not that I would complain if they reprinted something like Craterhoof Behemoth. It'd be freaking awesome. Although they already have Endray's Forerunners in standard, so having two of those kinds of cards at the same time would be a little silly.
Yes, but again, it seems like what they've been doing with green lately, so I won't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it,
though. So those are the big things right now. Now, starting next week, since they're going to be doing it, I think Friday starts spoiler season, which
Thursday.
Is fun. They, preview season, not spoilers, because we're now handing them out. Screw you, it's spoiler season. So, obviously, Monday we're going to have a pretty jam-packed show. But I'm going to... If this is, like, a little taste of what we can expect, the power level and stuff, I do think the power creep is real. But then again, it seems like everything's kind of costed right. Power creep, for me, it's fine if you want to have monstrously stupid, dumb, big creatures. All right, fine. As long as you cost it properly. The problem we all had with Oko was... The god dang thing was a 3-drop, and he didn't have a minus.
My question is, how is the limited environment going to be for this set? I mean, I can just envision just haymaker after haymaker.
And
I mean,
slow.
It's like, oh, I'm going to play like a board state where a 7/7 is considered small.
Yeah, and slow. I got to figure like
board, yeah.
I got to figure that sealed is going to be like the first three rounds. It's like, you know, Lord willing. Print me some Llanowar Elves, man. I don't like the ramp is not where it was last time. Like,
no, well, they said there's going to be humans in this set too, and they're going to play a big part of the story. So there'll be little guys, but I think there's going to be a lot of big beef.
Yeah. So, wow, that's cool. So I want to go into, let's pivot from this. I want to talk a little bit about the giveaway we're doing every set. Okay, our sponsor, Kerwin's Game Store, has graciously offered to give us a box to give away. So last time Josh won, he's one of our new Planeswalker patron level guys. He wasn't then, but he won it last time. He's very happy with it. He also got a ton of extra stuff. So this time around, we didn't want to just do like a random like, hey, share this post and tell your friends, and if we get all these likes and yada, yeah. We wanted something fun. So what we came up with, and it actually came through on our Planeswalker call, what we do with our patrons every 3 months is we're going to have we have a conference call with the Planeswalker level patrons to really, you know, off air, we don't record it, you know, it's not going to be broadcast, but it's a chance for them to give us some real direct feedback as well as give us ideas about where they want to see things going. And one of the main things I had for this last call we did a week ago last Saturday was, you know, how should we give this box away? And I think it was Walter that came up with the idea. He's like, well, what if you do like a bracket challenge, like, you know, March Madness, but you're playing it on Arena? And I'm like, it's freaking genius. So that's what we're doing. If you're a patron at any level, all right, so we do have one, you know, $1 patron level guy, he's in. If you're a patron at any level, you get in. We literally right now have 6 patrons. I have not gotten any information from anyone else yet. So the first 2 people that email us with their username and say that they want to participate, You're in. So, and then we're gonna have it, all right, for 8. Now, what I want to do is I don't want to limit it to 8. I'd like to get 16 at least. So I'm going to hold this for another week, okay? If we have 8 on Monday, next Monday, we're going to roll with 8, all right? So if you want to be a part of this, you need to email us at planestalkerspodcast.com or hit us up on Facebook or drop it on the Discord, something, and let us know you want to play. First two guys we see, that's it. You're definitely in. You're definitely in for the box. You're going to have a 1-in-8 shot of getting a free booster box of the Ikoria next set, okay, whenever it gets released. Okay, so it might be a while, but you are definitely in for that. But I am going to try very hard to make it 16 because I want to make it fair and I want to make it fun, and I think that that would be fun. Going from 16 to 8 to 4 to 2, I love that. So, and again, if we get to 16 and we have people that, you know, if you want to go to 32, we'll go to 3. We're going to cap it at 32. So the most I'm going to do is 32. All right. If we get 32, boom, we're going. But by next Monday, I would hope that we have 16. Now, if we have 16, all right, and it is in the order you come in. So say 20 people send us their information. I'm sorry to say this, guys, but I don't want buys. So we are going to keep it at 8, 16, 32 so that, you know, nobody gets a buy. All right. Yep. So if you're, you know, person 20, all right, then you got to hope that 12 other people are going to pop out and want to play. So then that's going to be on you guys to, you know, find other people to bring in, because then if we hit 32, we're going to fly. All right. It's the same with the 8. If I only get 12, then unfortunately, we're just going to have a top 8. Because, again, I want to keep it fair and no buys. I think buys are fascist. So, please, email us right away, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com, with your gamer tag inside Arena. You do need to use Arena to play this. So, if you're not on Arena, I'm sorry. This is just what we're doing this time. Next time, maybe we'll do MTGO or we'll figure some other way to do it. But it'll involve our Discord. We have tables inside our Discord, where we'll put you guys to play each other. So you'll also have to join our Discord.
I don't think I've ever heard of a buy referred to as fascist before. Oh, God, that was very interesting.
I hate buys. Ugh. I told you what happened the last time I had Friday Night Magic. They let a guy join in round 2. Like, there were no buys. It was great. And then all of a sudden, and then I got the round 2 buy. And I was just like... Rrr.
Well, you know, maybe if you'd won your round 1 match, I'd just...
You know what? Why don't you just go and, you know. How'd you do the last time you and I played? How'd that go?
That was a while ago. Yeah, I don't really remember.
I think we were playing Zoria's Control, and I'm pretty sure I wiped the floor with you, I do believe.
Yeah, but we played on Arena after that. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, Arena, let's face it, there are so many ways that Arena can cheat. So I shouldn't say that, though, because we want people to play on Arena, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Way to make me undermine our giveaway. What a... You know, why are you my co-host? I don't understand this. So, but moving on from that, so please email us right away. In fact, we do have some other emails. So we're going to go ahead and get into those. We're getting close to time, but yeah, we'll go a little over because Aramis was gone for like 37 minutes. So the first one that came in was obviously our patron, Walter, one of our favorites. He sent us one with some check marks, and he's like, you know, hey guys, hope all is going well for you guys. Just had some ideas for topics of discussion for Monday. And he sent this off on, Saturday. Yeah. He said, what did we think about the Magic Fest online this weekend and the FNM event that made us communicate with stores, which I loved. I've been wanting an FNM events to get special stuff. Okay. Well, we talked about what I thought about the Magic Fest online last week. We're not going to go there because I don't want the show to be 2 hours of me just railing against my head. But the Friday Night Magic was awesome. I thought that was great. I, you know what? That was one event where I could have seen them going more than 2 rounds. I would have rather have seen them like make it a 5-rounder, like make it worth my time and worthwhile. And I get what they're doing to win 5 times. Some people are going to be pissed. You know what? I would have liked to have seen a few more because I was having fun playing with the Challenger decks. Yes, I played Mono Red. Why? Because, oh my God. In a best of one scenario, Mono Red Challenger deck is, yeah, you're going to do that. So, And I won handily two games within minutes. I mean, I rolled in. I played other decks after that. But I sent my information to our game store. I got the card back. It was cool. I thought it was great. Aramis, you didn't get to play, though, right?
No, I didn't get to play. I had too much, you know, by the time I started, I think the sign-up was basically already almost over. And I was like, you know, I'll get a draft in instead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they're going to do it again this week.
They are doing it for a while, is what they said.
Yeah,
so
I might, depending on how they do it this week, I might see if I can get
in for that
one. I think
it's bring any deck. I think they're just doing bring any deck to play. Is what they were saying.
I'll take a look at that.
So that could be fun because, I mean, that brings Historic in. I'll play my vampires. No.
I'll play Treasure Hunt.
Question two. How does not having the paper Ikoria affect you guys as players, or are you guys for now leaning more on online anyway because the online cards are still out on time as scheduled?
Oh, I'm playing this on the second it drops.
Yeah, me too. And I think this is what's happening now is we've kind of talked about this in the past, like that releasing early on Arena is having the one adverse effect I think it's having on the game is that we break it. The meta is broken far quicker than it used to be. Like, you know, you're in game week two and you're like, nope, that's the deck and that's the deck. And, you know, never the two shall meet and they're kicking royal butt. It gets broken rather quickly. So, and especially because we'll get it on what, April 15th or something, or April 13th?
The 17th.
Yeah.
16th or 17th, but that Thursday.
No, we're getting it on the 13th, I think. And so we're going to get it on there, but, you know, there are streamers out there that get it, like, way earlier than that. Like, you know, they'll get it a week early, and they'll be running streams with it. Hey, Wizards, we said nice stuff this week, so, you know, feel free. You know.
Well, the streamer events, are generally now only a couple of days before.
Yeah.
It is the 16th, because they always drop it on Thursdays.
Yeah.
For online releases?
Well, I think I put it in the notes, actually.
Yeah, I think the 13th is when the previews end.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yeah, Ikoria release will be on April 16th. So, you know, I miss paper because I miss going to the store. You know, I really think I would like to see more of that. So I definitely want to see some more of that occur. I miss it, so... Yeah,
it's
Walls are saying all cards will be open. You can make anything.
I'm itching to crack open some physical packs and, you know, play some sealed. And, you know, this would be a great way, you know, with my wife to teach her how to play. We'll do pack wars.
Yes. And Nathan, that is podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. So the Planestalkers is right above my head.com at the end of it and just put podcast, which is right above Aramis's head. So. Oh, wait, you got to put Planestalkers Podcast. So, yeah, our website is planestalkerspodcast.com. So it's podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. That email again, podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com. I think I can actually post that. Hold on a second. I have the power.
Yeah, you're hosting the chat. You got the tools and the things.
I have the power. Why didn't...
While you're doing that, I'll look at Walter's third point, which is just simply he's saying, you know, and us... Me and Will being from New York, he wants to know how we're doing. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. We're doing good. We're, you know, avoiding people and trying to stay safe.
I'm glad to be working. Like, legit.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I am really glad to just be working. Because, you know, like, that was a scary thing for me. And, I mean, I know that, you know, they've made it so that unemployment, you know, is, you know... a lot better. Hey, look, I put it at the bottom. That unemployment is a lot more, like, it would be like getting paid. But I didn't like the thought of it. I didn't like the idea of going to unemployment and doing it. I'm a little bit proud. I'd rather be working. So I'm very excited to be working, and I'm very thankful. But, I mean, again, we are still social distancing here. You know, we don't go out much. I won't let my daughter see her boyfriend. You know, she goes back and forth to work, but other than that, these kids are pretty much, we keep them here. Wendy and I stay here. I go out and run errands. I don't even let my wife leave because she's immunocompromised. So I'm like, nope, you go. And then I basically bathe myself in freaking Purell. I drank it the other day, for crying out loud. I just, you know, but then again, that was also a result of the Saturday night conference call with my friends. So where I was just drinking anything with alcohol in the house. But at the end of the day... you know, we're doing okay. You know, but it's going to spread. It is. So, you know, everybody should be staying in as much as possible. And we're not going to go on this again. But thanks for asking, Walter. And he's, you know, he'll get back to us if he thinks of anything else. And I'm sure he will. Walter's one of our most, you know, he's definitely engaged. And, you know, he's our planeswalker patron. So, you know, we're very appreciative of you, Walter. We have a new email, though, from a new listener named Mike Sanchez. So, Miguel Sanchez. He said, and this is a bit long, so we'll just pop in and out of it. He's like, congratulations on the show. I listen to you every day at work. Yes. You guys make my day better, which is good because I also make my wife's day better. He would like to share with us and all the community that listens his experiences as yesterday's Friday qualifier, the event organized by Channel Fireball, which is great. Because
he did one of those tournaments.
Yeah. Right? Which this is good stuff because, again, last week that was a big. I don't think you and I have had that big of a knockdown drag out in a long time. I might have won, and I'm going to just say this out of the air, I might have gone a little over the line. All right, I'm going to lay that out. I mean, I tend to amp things up to make the show entertaining, but that one I might have been a little bit rough. So, you know, if I offended anybody out there, I apologize. If I offended my co-host, it won't be the last time. But, you know, but I just, you know, I apologize to everyone. But he says... He wanted to start by saying that it was his very first tournament.
That's a hell of a way to start.
Yeah, no kidding.
First tournament. Jump into that shark-infested pool.
Yeah, so he was excited and nervous. His deck was Jeskai Fires. Won his first match because his opponent never showed up from Japan. Woo! And one of the coordinators of the event messaged me telling me that he'd reached my opponent and he conceded the match. I was like, okay, I like to win, but I want to play. Totally agree. So it sounds to me like, yeah, you had to go to this. I was looking for it on Arena because I was even like, when I thought I wasn't going to be working, I was like, okay, hypocrisy aside. If I have $25, maybe I roll, see how I do. But then I went back to work, so no, I wasn't going to do that. But I did find out you have to go to like Channel Fireball and register, and they'll get in touch with you. So, which is kind of what we're doing here. So he was from Japan and won. Okay, so his second match was against Teamer Clover. Never pulled a land, had to mulligan to five on the second game, and my opponent drew like a god. It was disappointing, my first match, and lost that way.
The man of God said, okay, you got your first one as a gimme. We're going to reset the board.
Yeah, let's not even talk about the... This doesn't happen in MTG. Oh, you cannot tell me this is a random generator. All right, sorry. So he said, call my best friend. He plays Magic 2 and has a lot of experience. He told me that I have to focus and don't let any of the last match affect you. That's actually really good advice, is that you know, the last match, you can't fix it. So just keep going. Third match, weird Abzan discard deck. He won the match 2-1, Cavalier of Flames, and Kenrith got crazy for him. Fourth match, Sultai Ramp, won the match 2-1. It was so fun to steal my opponent's Euro and Teferi with Robert the Rich and use them against him. I do like that. Except how... Well, he's playing Jeskai, so he might have green and blue. I'm like, how would you pull it out of... You couldn't pull it out of the grave. Wait, yeah, you can only do Euro... It doesn't go to your graveyard, does it? It goes to his.
What was the play again?
He said he took Euro
with Robert the
Rich. Yeah, but once you bring...
Well, Robert the Rich, he exiles the card. Robert the Rich exiles it. And then if you attack with a rogue, you can cast the card from exile.
Right, but it doesn't go into your graveyard. It goes back to the person it controls. Like, and unless he can escape it, it's supposed to just die. He's getting the three life on the land. That's it.
It would go into his owner's
graveyard. Yeah, okay. So he's just getting the land. But, I mean, still, it's three life and land. Playing Abzan, I get it.
Assert dominance.
Yeah. So he was excited about that. Fifth match, mono red aggro, and I want to say that I drew like a god, Bone Crushers and Clarion in my hand, just waited a little bit for my opponent to cast a lot of creatures, and then boom, fires Clarion. Next turn, Cavaliers won the game. Won the match 2-0. I was excited. Couldn't believe I was so close to getting the second day. Last match was a mirror match with Jeskai Fires. Isn't that the way it always goes? He won his first match quickly with a pretty good curve for Fires and Cavalier with a Ketra. Won the second game, and at the third game, or his opponent won the second game, and so at the third game, he had an amazing hand, good curve, robber and match starter, turn two, steal his own fires. Oh, so him himself had a good hand, he's saying. So he managed to steal one of the fires of invention with the robber, and then his opponent missed a land drop, and then he went ahead and cast his own fires against his opponent. He played Teferi the next turn, returned fires to his hand. Since that moment, I didn't pull any freaking land, got stuck with four mana. He pulled his fight, cast fires, Kenrith, and then next turn he played Cavalier with the Sphinx. Couldn't do a dang thing. Final result, 4-2. I will definitely do it again. One of the best experiences ever. The feeling is amazing. I'm so happy and excited to be part of the MTG community. Best game ever. P.S. It will be nice if you send me greetings in the next episode. My name is Miguel Sanchez, big fan from Mexico and Baja California. Well, Miguel, if you write us, we're going to read it. So, but even still, man, this I would read this anyway because it definitely goes into what we talked about a little bit last week. It's a special event. I'll give you that. Reading through what he was doing there, it's not like a standard arena event.
Yeah, and tough beats.
Oh, whoa.
And then also tough beats in the second round, too, getting totally mana squared.
Yeah, there's nothing worse. But it happens to all of us. So thank you guys both for writing in, Walter and Mike, and we do appreciate it. But with that, we probably should be getting into...
End Step.
Welcome to End Step. So as Aramis and I are sitting here, and we're rolling up our playmats, putting the cards back in the boxes, and you know, taking the pizza boxes, putting them by the trash, because damn it, your mother still does not work in this store. And at this point, nobody should be. Aramis and I want to remind you that we do stream Arena on the Planeswalkers Podcast channel on Twitch. Look up Planeswalkers Podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch there at MindCrime73, although I do tend to just Twitch directly to the Planeswalkers.
Yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitch, my handle on Twitch is RMECWRX. Although anytime that I stream, I'm also going to be simultaneously streaming on the Planeswalkers channel, so you can find me there as well. If Twitter is more your speed and you want to, you know, check on us through that, you can find our show at PlanesTalkerPod on Twitter.
And my personal Twitter is actually at WR Benson. I've been using it really recently just to kind of follow the career of Carrot Top, and I just think his comedy is amazing. So I keep trying to find lame things to follow. So, and of course, you can always follow us on Facebook. That's where we do this show live every week on Mondays. Usually it's 7, but until we're done with the corona and my wife's doing her voice lessons here, it's going to be 8 o'clock. Eastern time. Follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/planestalker. Don't put the last S on. The last S you keep for savings. And follow our page there, and you'll be able to know when we're doing what we're doing and why.
And finally, you can send us emails and even ask for advice in our Ask Aramis section, where I can offer you tips on anything from deck construction to limited choices. And if you want to send us an email, our address is podcast@planestalkerspodcast.com.
And it's scrolling across your screen right now. So, and I want to remind you that I do host another podcast, the Legends TV Talk podcast. It deals with Legends of Tomorrow, which is a show on the CW dealing with superheroes. It's a pretty fun show. So if you want to check that out, we'd love to have the listens and stuff. And we also want to remind you about iTunes. And darn it, I did not prepare the drawing. So we're going to do our drawing. Oh, it's still March. We're still in March. All right, cool. You have one more week to get in on, to get some free arena packs. If you want free arena packs, what you do is you go to iTunes, either through your computer. So download your computer, or on your iPhone, if you're one of these lovely people like me and you have a, you know, iPhone. And go there, leave us a review. Any number of stars is fine. We'll read them on the show. We do prefer 5, obviously, because we're trying to get more eyes on the show. And we are seeing, we're ranked, actually, in games. I think we're like 256 for gaming podcasts. So, you know, yeah, I'd like to see us go up. But did have a few come in. So, Josh Gilbertson wrote, he's one of our new patrons, dope show. He was basically saying we smoke dope. No? All right. Yes, well, I'm hipping with it. So, dope show. He's like, I watch weekly on Facebook. Love these guys and all the hard work they put into creating a top-notch MTG podcast. Just signed up on Patreon. Look forward to many more episodes. And then Travbug left one on Tuesday. He said, these guys talk about arena magic in a way that is both informed and entertaining. I love this podcast, especially that Will. I love the way he wears his hat backwards and tells Aramis and puts him in his place. He is the better of the two hosts. If you're looking for a magic podcast, this is it. Some of that might have been embellished.
I mean, I could just see myself out.
You know. No, you can't. You're stuck, dude. But But that's just it. So that's an example. Please feel free to leave us any number. Again, if you're going to leave us a 1 or 2 star, contact us first. Let us fix it. But, you know, any numbers you do, they're going to help put eyes on the show, which we really appreciate, and ears. So go to iTunes and do that. We'll be doing a drawing next week for some arena packs. But on that note, me and Aramis want to thank you very much for being listeners and viewers this week. We really appreciate you guys. We love everybody and all of our listeners. We want to remind you to be safe. Keep your family safe. Try to play as much online as you can. We'd love to see you. But for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson signing off and saying, remember to always leave some of your men untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye. We'll be back next Monday.